We are entering into the traveling season, and if you're just in the market for a ticket, or maybe you've already gotten a ticket, we can talk with you about that. Rick Seeney back with us, CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. I'm Larry Mueller, by the way. Rick is with us every month to answer your travel questions, especially air travel, and finding the best deals on flights. So you may have some questions for Rick, and I hope you'll join in our conversation. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org, or go ahead and post your questions and comments on our Facebook page, The Larry Mueller Show. And while you're there, make sure to like us to get updates on upcoming shows. And Rick Seeney, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Larry.
Always great to hear from you. And, you know, this time of the year, people may have found their perfectly priced flights and feeling really good. And then, boom, here come the fees. And that price doesn't look so good anymore. That's happened to me once. Are fees just inevitable, or are there things we can do to minimize them?
Well, you can certainly minimize them. There's several strategies for doing that. The two fees that catch people the most after ticket purchase, which is billions of dollars to the airline industry, are the change fee, which can be anywhere from a couple hundred dollars to $400, domestic versus international. Now, I will say that there's a notable exception that Southwest Airlines doesn't charge that. And then secondarily, the checkbag fee, which is around $50. Again, Southwest doesn't charge for that either. So that's a notable exception. Those actually bring in, I think, somewhere close to $4.8 billion in revenue a year for the airline. So clearly we're paying those, and those are definitely avoidable. Don't buy a ticket that you're going to change, for one. That's certainly that. Those non-refundable tickets are the cheaper ones, but I mean, just generally plan on going. It's very difficult to transfer your ticket as well. But one thing that people do when, in some cases, when they just don't go, they don't realize if they don't call and actually cancel their trip, they lose the entire value of their ticket. Even though they didn't go. So you need to call, change that, and then you'll get an e-ticket number, which has some residual value for that person's name, usually for the next 11 months.
So that's a big deal. I can, you know, here's what I did. I'll explain my stupidity. I was going on a flight to Saskatchewan, and I inadvertently put a day off. I then had to change it, and I didn't even realize it for like 2 days. So then I go back to change it, and I was literally charged, you know, pretty much the full price of the ticket.
Yeah, that didn't. By the way, you're not the only one. I hear that all the time. My father one time went to the airport one day after he was supposed to come back.
Oh,
he actually had the hotel stay one day extra and just assumed that the ticket was there and didn't check it. So it happens all the time. The funniest story I've heard is a guy that thought he was going to Sydney, Australia, flew for an entire day and ended up in Sydney, Montana, because he didn't realize that the airport code was slightly different.
Oh, no. Well, those are the big ones. Food and drink fees.
Yeah, you know, for the most part, on drink fees, I know a lot of people carry in water bottles, and they have fill-up stations in many airports. You can't carry it through security, but you can carry an empty bottle through. People can save money. Water is more than sodas in many cases. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. You can also, at the 24-hour mark, if you don't want to have pre-assigned seats, it's important that you get in there, and they release all the seats, including the aisle and window seats, at the 24-hour mark when you get your boarding pass. So if you do that, you're likely to get a better seat if you don't want to pay the $30 to $50 to either have more leg room or have your choice of seats.
Yeah. Well, already lots of callers online. By the way, as you listen in and want to join us, please feel free at 1-800-642-1234. Evan in Madison has a question. Let's go there. Evan, hi. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Larry. See, I'm looking for a flight to Liberia Airport in Costa Rica, leaving on January 13th and coming back 7 days later. Is that
what airport are you leaving out of?
Excuse me? Oh, I'm going out of Chicago.
Chicago, sure. I'll take a quick look here while we're chatting. But generally, that's a pretty good time to fly. The high season for Costa Rica sort of ends the first week in January, generally. You're a little early to be shopping, but I can tell you right now that the price point drops about, according to our historical data, about 14% after January the 8th. You said you wanted to go like the 15th or so?
13th,
yeah. So you should be in pretty good shape there. I'm looking out of Chicago at the moment. Right now, ticket prices are $511. Historically, they've been down to $420, so it's a little early to shop right now.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, Larry, I want to correct one thing, too. I got an email from one of your listeners for not mentioning that the TSA does have special locks where they have a skeleton key so you can lock up your luggage. So just for those people out there. So if you do want to put a lock on your luggage, you have to get a special lock where TSA has the skeleton key.
Ah, there we go. Well, let's take another call. Jeff in Green Bay up next. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, my wife wants to go see her mother down in Chile, and she was looking at flights probably out of Chicago, but anywhere nearby in the Midwest, Santiago, Chile. Right around July 20th, give or take a few days, and come back right around August 17th, give or take a few days. I've been looking the last month, and things really haven't budged at all in terms of price.
So. Yeah, it looks like price points are pretty expensive right now. It's a little bit late in the game right now. There isn't a particular day. All the price points are pretty much, hang on one second, I'm going to go back and check January here while we're sitting here. The price points are sort of in the $1,100 to $1,200 range right now. I don't see any break. There is one flight that's around $1,000 on Aeromexico that connects through Mexico City. If you can find a ticket in that 11 to 1180 range, I'd go ahead and buy it right now. Everything is going to be connecting into that particular one, and the prices are pretty firm. I don't expect them to drop in the next few weeks.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too, 1-800-642-1234. And Jim in Gutenberg, Iowa, has something for us. Hi, Jim.
My call.
Sure thing. What's on your mind?
My question is kind of a two-way question. Boarding is always the stressful part when you have to get your bags in, and for some reason I always seem to get group five. is there a procedure, a way to get into an earlier group? And second part, do the airlines have a policy that you can address when people put their hat in the overhead bin instead of, and you don't have room for your own bag?
Sure. Let me tackle the
answer off air. Thank
sure.
You.
Yeah. No. I'll tackle the first one. The first question was related to
group five.
They do have what's called, and it depends on the airline, they do have cut-in-line fees. Southwest has early bird check-in. Delta, United, and American all have a version of cut-in-line fees. If you have a certain branded credit card, it also gets you in an earlier group on the particular airline. In some cases, you can also buy up to a seat with more legroom. Usually that also includes an earlier group in boarding. So there are several ways to sort of get around being the last one to board in that harrowing experience. Some of them are free, by the way. So usually most people do this through their branded credit card.
Okay, and the other question, I forgot the other
question. I think it was related to having somebody that puts something that probably should stay in their lap or under their seat. Generally, there's not a specific policy, but if you just basically tap the flight attendant on the shoulder and ask them, hey, would you mind helping me rearrange this, that they'll absolutely help you and with that particular passenger. So it's not worth getting into a fight with somebody over something in the bin. Let the flight attendant handle it. Usually they'll handle it in a very easy and simple way.
Speaking of fights, since it's last month or so, we had that video of a man being dragged off United Airlines flights. Airlines have come under some intense scrutiny from passengers and the media. And now it seems like hardly a day goes by when you don't hear some kind of incident taking place at airports or on planes. Does this mean anything for the average traveler?
Well, every day about 2 million passengers depart here in the United States. And clearly, you know, if you have just one of them that has an issue and it ends up on video, the number of decimal points is pretty long when you divide one by 2 million. And so I think this is likely was happening before. It's just being caught on video more often. There's most social media. It's been, you know, popularized. Certainly the airlines are trying to address some systemic issues that they've had, like overbooking, which some of them have said they aren't going to do that anymore, making sure that they don't take people off a flight once they board them in many cases. It's definitely the airlines have been over the last 2 years on a charm offensive generally because they have some money in their pocket. They've reduced the rate of mishandled bags. On-time arrivals has actually gotten better. In theory, it should be getting better, but it looks like it's worse, and they definitely have a PR issue. And you know when senators run to the microphone and start saying they want to do stuff to airlines, the airlines are paying attention.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. Well, let's take another call. Lori in Appleton, it's your turn. Hi, Lori. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My question is my daughter is traveling abroad to London, needs to leave the week of September 18th and return anytime. She's a little flexible after December 15th. So I'm wondering if it's best to go out of, like, Milwaukee, Chicago. Is there particular airlines or any hints or tips you could give?
Sure. So about 3 or 4 months there.
Yeah. So it's actually almost in the window. So first of all, you want to start shopping for that trip about 5 to 5.5 months before departure. That's when airlines start managing the cheapest prices for transatlantic flights. They have weekend and midweek pricing to transatlantic flights, which means the midweek, Monday through Thursday, typically on most airlines, is about $80 round trip cheaper than doing the weekend, for example. So if you go Wednesday to Wednesday versus Saturday to Saturday, it's $80 cheaper. Also, there's going to be an extra expense flying out of Milwaukee because you're going to connect some at least once, maybe twice in some cases. Chicago is going to be cheaper. The nice thing about Chicago, too, into London, it has airlines like Iceland Air and Aer Lingus flying in there, which are some low-cost airlines that you can try and look. Even Turkish Airlines flies through there, too. In some cases, you can connect through there. That price point, and plus, the last week in August is when prices drop pretty dramatically. It's a huge price break point, about 20% drop in prices for departures on or after around August the 23rd. So clearly being in the second week in September, you're in a perfect time frame to go there. I'm looking at prices during that time frame through the month of September. Airlines like Iceland Air are as low as $650 round trip, Aer Lingus at $780 round trip. You know, the airlines that you're probably more used to hearing about, American, British Airways, Delta, for example, out of Chicago, are all in the 1150 range, so at the moment, which is probably not a great price. I'd be waiting a bit there. So you have kind of two options there, sort of the low-cost version and the legacy version of those tickets.
There we go. Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Rick Seeney, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com, our guest today. I'm Larry Mueller. Chris Molina, our on-air producer, here on the Ideas Network. Coming up at 11:45, we'll be talking with the authors of a new book on canning and preserving. It's a delicious-looking book as well. I'm looking forward to that. Right now, though, having a lot of fun talking with Rick Seeney, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. You know, if you got a trip in mind or a question about air travel, I hope you'll join us at 1-800-642-1234. Or you can also email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. And Rick, you know, you've been talking a little bit here with people who still have a ways to go before they probably buy their ticket. You guys have alerts at faircompare.com that I think are helpful.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, one of the best ways to track a particular route is to actually sign up for alerts. You can sign up for multiple cities. It's a completely free service on our site, like everything else on our site is completely free. It just gives you a good idea of what the price points are. We have lots of content. I have columns on ABC News, USA Today. You can check out some of those. Been doing it for a long time. I think almost 10 years with ABC News now. So
wow.
So
hey, you've had a few years with us now too.
Yeah, it's been I think almost six now. So yeah. So it's look, it's there's a lot of things that change over time. We're working with tons of data. We're a bunch of airfare geeks. We're a bunch of computer scientists here working on trying basically to help everybody make a better choice on flying. So lots of good information out there. Just come take a visit, and the best thing you can absolutely do is comparison shop. That's how you're going to end up finding a decent deal.
At faircompare.com. Ann in Appleton has a question. Let's go there. Hi, Ann.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. Great sure. show. Okay, so I'm going to be flying out to California here the end of September. And fortunately, because of the expansion of the airport here in Appleton, I can do a direct flight from the Appleton airport. But I'll be flying American, and my daughter is just all on me about, get your tickets now, Mom, pull out really quick. And she just told me, Mom, they have a senior citizen discount.
Is this Northern or Southern California?
So the San Francisco Bay Area.
San Francisco, okay.
So I guess I'll be flying into the city underneath San Francisco. I can't think of what it's called.
Could be San Jose. Could be, I guess, but next to it is Oakland. It depends
yeah.
on.
I think it might be Oakland. So she said, Mom, you need to get your ticket now because since they're flying out of Appleton, if you don't get it, you probably won't be able to get a flight. And I'm thinking that this is kind of early to be buying a ticket, but then she said, get a senior citizen discount, Mom. And I'm just wondering, what discount?
Okay, well, what month were you flying in?
It'll be around September 27th.
Okay, perfect. So let me give you a few different sort of tips that might help out here. For domestic travel, you want to start shopping about 3 to 3.5 months before departure. You're a little early in that window. I know your daughter's trying to get you to buy that ticket right now, but airlines actually don't start managing their cheaper seats until about 3 to 3.5 months before departure domestically. So I'd be waiting a little bit for that. I know on the second tip, on senior discounts, if you ask airlines whether or not they have senior discounts, many of them will say their fares are so low they don't do senior discounts anymore. And they actually don't offer them up on their website. The only way to get a senior discount, and usually the only time it might be somewhat useful if you have some sort of last minute emergency, but it's usually 10% off the most expensive fare, which makes it actually more expensive than the rest.
Yeah, so don't listen to your daughter on that one.
But so just generally, that's the case. Now, I also will note, since you have some flexibility, the cheapest days to fly are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Even if you domestically, if you fly Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday, at least on half your trip, you'll get half the benefit. Right now, I see ticket prices from Appleton into San Francisco in the mid-400 range during that time frame. That ticket will drop down to below 400. About 3.5 months before departure.
There you go. Good luck. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Therese in Green Bay. Hi, Therese.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My husband and I are looking at flying to France, flying into Paris in the fall. We're totally flexible in terms of, you know, dates. How soon should we start looking? And I think some of your advice to one of the callers around, you know, Chicago being the best option because fares out of Green Bay are not good.
Sure. Well, first, you're getting close to being in the window, the 5.5 month window when flying to Europe. You're going to pay an extra $150 to $250 for the additional add-on charge for flying from Green Bay and connecting probably in either, well, it could be either Minneapolis or Chicago. You'd be typically, maybe even Denver, depending when you're flying over to Paris. So you are correct. It's going to be a little bit more expensive. Now, it may be less expensive than the drive to that airport. So you just want to check and see that. Right now, that, for example, for September, American tickets out of Chicago nonstop, out of Chicago are in the low $800 range into Paris. And out of... out of Green Bay, they're about $1,250. So that's a $450 difference. That price point, also, you can actually get there on Icelandair, which is another low-cost airline. They're doing tickets at $700 round trip right now. So I'd be shopping in the next 2 or 3 weeks. If you could lock in, you know, somewhere in that low 800s to high 700s, that's a pretty darn good price. Again, you're flying at the perfect time in September because there is a big price drop the last week in August as kids go back to school.
There we go. Thanks so much for calling. And on to Drew in Madison. Hi, Drew.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I'm looking at taking a cycling trip in New Zealand in January, and I was just wondering when the best time to start looking for tickets is.
Yeah, so traveling into New Zealand, your best bet is to look out at tickets out of the West Coast, and that would be about 5 to 5.5 months before departure, just slightly early. You said you wanted to go in January. Is that when you went?
Yeah, I think he wanted to go in January.
Yeah, so you'd be shopping probably sometime around July-ish time frame. You know, ticket prices out of the West Coast. So a lot of people take this trip. It's a lot cheaper, for example, to fly on a domestic flight into the West Coast and then buy a West Coast ticket into New Zealand out of San Francisco or Los Angeles. For example, during that time frame, Los Angeles can be sort of under $1,000 round trip, but if you're flying out of Milwaukee, Green Bay, Appleton, Chicago, Minneapolis, those tickets are in the $1,600 to $1,700 range. Yeah. You can typically find a domestic ticket to the West Coast way cheaper than that. You also have a choice as well out of the West Coast. You have airlines like Fiji Airways, along with China Southern and a couple other low-cost options flying out of Los Angeles or San Francisco.
There we go. Speaking of other airlines, Jamie from Green Bay called in and wanted to know if you have any experience with an airline called WOW.
Yeah, sure.
Air. I've seen some very cheap flights from Chicago to Iceland, Jamie says, and just want to know more before taking the plunge.
Yeah, they do have, they're using new aircraft, the 787 Dreamliner. A lot of people are taking those flights. You have to be careful because they're very similar to Spirit, Allegiant, and Frontier. They're ultra low cost. They have lots of fees associated. You need to make sure you know what bag fees are. Make sure you get them ahead of time. But as long as you're well informed, you can get very inexpensive tickets. WOW, Norwegian, Iceland Air are all competing on those routes. So you even have Aer Lingus competing as sort of a low cost airline as well. So I've had people tell me it's been pretty good. A few problems they've had in the past is there's only a handful of flights per week. They don't have one every day of the week. So if they do have issues or mechanical issues, it can be troublesome getting back. Or that's the only sort of drawback with only having sort of one or two flights a week.
Marilyn in Green Bay has a question for you. Let's go there. Hi, Marilyn.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, for sure.
I just have it's more of a general question. If you're booking a cruise and you have to be there on a certain date, and this is an Alaskan cruise out of Vancouver, so the cruise line will give you, they say it's a discount to Delta Air, and it's a broken flight because you get on in Vancouver, and then when you're done with your cruise, you're in Anchorage, and then you fly back. And this is I think it's a pretty good rate, but I'm just calling to check and see.
Sure. What kind of rate is it?
Okay, it's $7.65 apiece, and that's right from Green Bay to Vancouver, and then when we get done from Anchorage back to Green Bay. Of course, you have to go to Minneapolis, and then from Minneapolis to Green Bay.
Yeah, so typically that price point ranges between about, just if you were doing a round trip between either Vancouver or Anchorage, averages between, on our data that shows, about $4.75 to $5.25. The fact that you're doing it early and you're splitting it up usually adds another $50 to $80 depending on the time frame. I'm not sure what time of year are you going.
August. 18th.
August, yeah. So you're doing it right actually before kids go back to school. That's a little bit higher. So you're right in that range. It's in the mid 600s for that time frame. So it's not an unbelievably great price, but it's a fair price.
Well, and we have to be there by, 1 o'clock, or they say you miss your cruise.
Yeah.
Just be careful. Airlines don't always arrive on time, so make sure you have plenty of time to make it to your cruise. Especially if you're flying in the day of the cruise. Most people actually fly in the night before.
Yeah.
One thing is that I found traveling that from Green Bay, if you drive to either Chicago or to Minneapolis, they're both far from us, and then you have to stay in a hotel usually because the flight leaves at 7 o'clock in the morning. So you have an added cost of a hotel. So I think the convenience of leaving right out of Green Bay and coming back to the city we live in is a good convenience, and I think it's worth $150 myself.
Yeah. Yeah, well, typically you're going to pay that for a hotel room, so it sounds like in that particular case, that's generally what you'll see is when you have, these regional airports that end up connecting in a hub airport, the additional cost typically between $80 and $120 to your total ticket price.
Yeah. I had some folks that I know who actually missed their cruise because of flight issues, and they were out the cruise itself.
Sometimes that you can catch them in a port. I've seen people try to catch up with their cruise a few times overnight, but it happens from time to time. If you do buy it through the cruise line, they sort of indemnify you to that. So that's another helpful thing if you do buy it through the cruise line.
Yep. Thanks again, Marilyn. Let's go to Aaron in Manitowoc. Hi, Aaron. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to be taking a flight to Albany, New York in the middle of October, and I'm just wondering what is the best place to fly out of, maybe, and then also when I should start looking at tickets.
Yeah, you're way early. Again, it's about 3 to 3.5 months before departure is when you want to shop. You don't want to shop inside 30 days before departure. If you're shopping inside domestically 30 days before departure, you're starting to lose some of the 30-day advance purchase airfare. You're also playing right into the fact that airlines have over a decade of digital history on our patterns, and they know exactly what to charge you once you're inside 30 days. So you want to do that shopping window about 3 months to 1 month before departure. What's your closest airport?
Well, we have Milwaukee, Outagamie, or Green Bay.
Yeah, so Milwaukee is going to be cheaper into Albany generally. The ticket prices range around $270 to $350 into Albany, which is a pretty good price. And that's in the fall. What time frame did you say you were going?
It's going to be middle of October.
Middle of October, yeah. So you should be able to find that ticket well under $300 round trip out of Milwaukee. But you need to wait a little bit.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. John in Marshfield, on to you now. Hi, John.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I'm leaving in mid-September for a ship's reunion in San Diego, and I'm curious of the difference in price between flying from Mosinee versus flying out of Madison to San Diego.
Going to be a little bit cheaper out of Madison. What time frame are you going?
It'll be the... I'll fly out on a Wednesday, and I'll return the following Monday, the 18th of September, I believe the first day is I depart.
Yeah, the 18th of Monday, it looks like, yeah. Yeah, so that ticket price just generally is around, let's see what it says on the history. Yeah, and at the moment, out of Madison, it's a little over $400. What other airport did you say you had a chance?
Mosinee, CWA.
CWA. And that one's a bit higher, about 50 or 60 bucks higher.
Okay.
But you're also a little bit early to be shopping. That historically, that price point drops another $40 to $50 midsummer.
So, end of June?
Yeah, end of June, early July.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. And, boy, let's move right along. Go to Elizabeth in Oshkosh. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My husband and I are interested for a 30th wedding anniversary trip to go to Australia. The questions I have are best time maybe to go, when to start shopping for those flights, and what's a reasonable price?
Sure. What's your closest airport?
I went Milwaukee or Chicago.
Okay. So a couple things, and I think we've talked about this before on the show. I personally, when I take those trips, I like to buy tickets out of the West Coast because they're typically about 30 to 40% cheaper than buying them from the Midwest, and I live in Dallas. So, and because it's a very long trip secondarily, I like to spend the night before actually preparing for that particular flight. So typically what I like to do is buy a domestic ticket round trip to the coast and then take a separate ticket. If you just want to fly out of Chicago at the moment, and you're looking at sort of dates in September, the ticket price just generally has been around, you know, in the $1,400 to $1,700 range, depending on what day you fly. So that's the price point you're looking at. You're maybe a little bit right in the window of hitting that 5.5 month mark that you want to be shopping in for September. So you're actually in kind of the perfect shopping window for that. There are a couple different choices. The one-stop flights out of Chicago tend to be about $150 more than some of the two-stop choices, which tend to be in that $1,450 to $1,500 range.
All right. There we go. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling, Elizabeth. Appreciate your call. And Lori in Madison, what's on your mind?
Yes, hello. I am hoping to take a trip to Spain in January 15th or so. And I have an indefinite return date. It could be as late as May 1st. And so I wondered if your guest has any recommendations on buying one-way tickets versus round-trip tickets.
Well, basically, airlines don't file one-way tickets, transatlantic tickets, for the most part. And the ones that they do file are usually three times more when you combine them than the round-trip itself. So just generally, you want to plan on returning on a particular date. Even if you have to change that date, it's cheaper to plan on returning and actually buy that round trip and then sort it out that particular way. The other option is to look at a round-the-world ticket. Round-the-world tickets let you make as many stops as you want. Those can also be cheaper than one-ways as well. If you're on Google, if you want to type in, usually that's done through one of the Alliance programs, Oneworld, Star, or SkyTeam. If you just type in RTW, that's the sort of acronym for round the world ticket, and you can make as many stops as you want, typically between 4 and 6 stops along the way, and you have complete flexibility on when you can return.
Great. And would that also allow us to fly into one city and out of another?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you much for the time.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. And we got Jim in Birchwood with a question. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Hi. Well, how can we help?
Hello.
Hello, Jim. How can we help you?
Oh, I'm. Me and my son are flying. Want to fly to the Big Island in Hawaii. We have a wedding to go to in the 21st of August. I know it's late. What kind of tickets do you guys have?
What airport are you flying out of?
Minneapolis.
And you're, I'm sorry, did you say October?
August,
yes.
And the wedding is, the day is August 21st is the wedding.
Yeah.
So you have to be there on a particular day.
Well, he needs to be there before the 21st, I would think.
Yeah.
The 20th would be fine.
I'm taking a look here, one quick second here. You're looking at ticket prices that weekend right now if you're shopping for that particular date. Around the $880 to $960 range. That's actually not a terrible price for that time frame. You know, it's been as low as $780 round trip. I'm not expecting that price to go down. There's not a huge amount of volume of flights going into Hawaii. You're going to connect typically in Honolulu unless you leave from the West Coast to get to the Big Island. So you want to start shopping right now and probably buy within the next couple weeks. And a good price would be sort of in that low $900 to mid $900 range.
Okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling. And Dar in Appleton has a question. Hi.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
My husband and I are just in the initial stages of planning a trip to Ireland, either next spring or next fall, and we're wondering if there is a better season to travel with regard to cost.
Fall is going to be cheaper than spring, and officially fall sort of has two break points. One is around August the 23rd when the prices drop as kids go back to school. There's another drop in prices in a little bit later in mid-October. Now, I will say that a perfect time, in my opinion, to go is in the fall, in that September time frame. Most of Europe actually is on vacation the month of August, so all you get is the touristy stuff when you're over there. So going in September is a great time. The weather actually is much better. When you get into October time frame, it gets a little more iffy. Springtime is also great, but there's a price jump in mid to late March. So if you're sort of right on that edge where you have that price jump, it could be kind of hit or miss sort of in late March or so. There's another jump in price typically in mid-May. So if you are going to go in the spring, do it before mid-May.
Okay, sounds great, and thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks very much for calling. Judy on Facebook writes, we're considering a trip to Norway in the fall and would like to know if you have a suggestion for tours or the best way to see the country in 10 days in the cheapest time and airline to fly.
I used to be in the oil and gas business a lot. I used to fly into Stavanger, which is a big oil and gas city there on the coast of Norway. Here's some good news. Depending on where you're flying out of, whether it's Minneapolis or Chicago, Norwegian Air has some really low-cost flights, so you can get there fairly inexpensively if you pick the right date. So that's a new... those are relatively new in the last 18 months or so. And that's dropped the price point pretty dramatically. Used to, it was around the 11th or 12th most expensive city to fly into Oslo. Now it's one of the top three cheapest cities to fly into. So that's good news for there. As far as getting around the countryside, that's usually my wife's in charge of what to do once we get there. I just help people get there very cheaply. So you'll have to consult either my wife or TripAdvisor for that.
Oh, go to TripAdvisor. That's probably a good idea. The tours, you don't deal a lot with tours, do you?
No, this is it's not our specialty. Our specialty is getting you there quickly. But just generally, there's lots of activities. It's doing a lot of research. A lot of different companies have good research going in there. I personally like sort of the local experience, but I've been to Europe dozens and dozens of times. If you've never been to Europe before, a lot of people like to go to a variety of the more touristy stuff, at least get the selfie and run to the next one. So, you know, it depends on what you're looking for. So, but I always like to take a tour or two if I'm staying for a couple weeks, just because having a local guide can be very, very helpful.
Well, Rick, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us today. You're back on June 20th at 11:45.
Great. I didn't know that, but I'm glad to be back.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Larry.
Yeah, appreciate it. Rick Cini is the CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com, and he will be back on June 20th at 11:45. We've got that all planned out. Tell you what, summer, that's the time for fresh ingredients and great flavors. And we're going to be talking about a new book that's out. It's called Savory Sweet, Simple Preserves. And by simple, I mean simple. From A Northern Kitchen. Maida Nielsen and Beth Dooley, the authors. And we'll talk with them next, right here on the Ideas Network.